In Florida, you'll find the environment to inspire what's inconceivable, the chance to explore what's inexplicable, and the space to accomplish what's unimaginable. You'll no longer have to wait for the future. You can harness it. Florida, the future is here.
If you do one thing today, allow a 6-second moment of silence for the demise of Vine.
This is Tech News Briefing from the Wall Street Journal.
Hello, this is the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing. I'm Tanya Bustos in New York. So 4 years ago, one of the earliest efforts to bring video to social media was Twitter's acquisition of Vine, an instant hit that spawned celebrities, viral memes, and catchphrases. The announcement this week that Twitter plans to officially close up shop on Vine highlighted just how difficult it is for an internet sensation to have staying power and turn a profit. No specific reason was provided for the shutdown, but in an interesting note of timing, the announcement came just hours after Twitter confirmed significant job cuts in what's looking like a desperate bid to become profitable. Let's get more details right now. Joining the Tech News Briefing is Deepa Seetharaman, based in San Francisco. She covers all things social media and joins us right now. Hi, Deepa.
Hey.
I remember when Vine came out, not too long ago, I guess it was 2013, everyone was like, this changes everything. It's a bona fide internet sensation. And now we see its demise shortly thereafter.
Yep.
What went wrong? Why wasn't Twitter able to fully capitalize on Vine's popularity?
There are a lot of different ways to answer that question. So Twitter actually bought Vine in 2012. And at the time, it was just one of these really hot apps that everybody was interested in, creators and this kind of new breed of digital influencers and celebrities. Were able to use Vine and create these social media presences and actually generate money, not through advertising on Vine, but through brand partnerships and sponsorships and stuff. Mm-hmm. And some of them have gone on to make movies or television shows or, you know, actual serious projects.
Yeah, some big celebrities emerged.
Yeah, and so there's a couple of different problems, I think. Well, first, you know, Twitter just wasn't able to develop a model for monetization for Vine, right? And I think that frustrated quite a few of the creators who were on the platform who wanted to actually make money the way that a lot of them are able to make money on YouTube. That is something, it's a lot of work to go out there and get, you know, sponsors and brands and to convince them that they should pay you a certain amount of money to promote their product. Mm-hmm. And I think there's a whole cottage industry around that, but I think that, you know, it was so easy to do this on YouTube that a lot of creators got a little frustrated. I think they also never quite integrated Vine and Twitter the way that maybe many had hoped.
Mm-hmm.
And I think Twitter had its own challenges and has been grappling with its own issues, you know, from CEO changeovers to constantly changing directions, there are a lot of kind of roadmap issues that Twitter has been contending with for the last few years, and that has taken away time that might have been lavished on Vine to, you know, cultivate it and make it bigger.
Yeah, there is this thinking that Twitter's failure with Vine is maybe a reflection of the broader struggles it's dealing with itself.
Yeah, I mean, Twitter's trying now to right size. I mean, they announced, you know, job cuts yesterday. It's 9% of the company is going. They are combining some of their sales channels and trying to whittle down and trying to be responsible. And they're also talking about profitability, right? They want to drive towards GAAP profitability in 2017 is the term they kept using on the call. And this is very different. This is a very different tone for Twitter. Vine is one of those things that it's actually emblematic of some of the issues Twitter has too, where it's very popular and deeply lodged into the consciousness of American pop culture. You know, people are talking more about Twitter these days than any other time, you know, in history, given the election and Donald Trump's presence there.
True.
Vine is one of those amazing platforms that actually helped launch a lot of memes, you know, like if you've ever heard the expression on fleek or damn Daniel. And I think there's some debate about Netflix and chill, like, that these are things, these are phrases that were, you know, got their start on Vine. And it was able to contribute to the popular culture, but not to the bottom line, right? And I think that's the struggle that Twitter had, and that's ultimately why we're seeing its closure today.
Yeah, you know, and I've been seeing a lot of memes pop up, like, you know, RIP, fine, and all that.
Yeah.
What's the activity been like following the news of it shutting down?
You know, I think it's interesting. I think Vine itself, we saw sort of a decline in usage on Vine. I mean, a lot of the people who are upset about Vine now weren't really using Vine, you know, a lot to begin with.
Mm.
I think it just sparked this nostalgia, and I think a lot of people were sad. I mean, it just made you realize, it makes you realize that, the you know, how quickly technology changes and how something that was so hot and so interesting and so fun just faded away. And, you know, so what we've been seeing, like, a lot of eulogy vines and a lot of everyone amassing their favorite vines that have ever, you know, that have ever been posted. And you're seeing a lot of that activity, but, you know, those people weren't really looking at Vine all that much before yesterday's announcement.
Exactly. So I guess the lesson here is just how fast technology changes. And if you don't have your finger on the pulse of the tech world around you, there's bound to be a fallout.
Absolutely. I mean, that's the difficulty, right? I mean, this is an app that had such a big start. It made a mark. It shaped culture. But then people weren't using it enough. You know, it wasn't a utility. It wasn't indispensable.
That's a good place to leave it. Deepa, thank you as always.
Sure. Thank you so much.
Once again, we've been speaking to the Wall Street Journal's Deepa Seetharaman. She covers social media at length for the journal. That wraps up this edition of the Tech News Briefing. For the Wall Street Journal, I'm Tanya Bustos in New York.
Share our shows with your friends. Like us at facebook.com/WSJ podcasts.